Now it's time to talk technology with our technology editor, Peter Marks. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Julian.
And Peter, the customers of Vodafone aren't particularly happy.
Yes, it looks like Sydney law firm Piper Alderman is seeking out disgruntled Vodafone customers to form a class action lawsuit over dropped calls, reception issues and poor data performance. Now, wireless networks, you know, both mobile phone and data, are by nature somewhat unreliable, which is one of the reasons why we didn't want that as an alternative for the NBN.
Right.
But people are saying, well, I didn't sign up for this as part of my service. But it's interesting, I pulled the service agreement that you get with Vodafone.
You've actually read the service agreement? Wow, this is a first in the history of telecommunications.
It's not exactly riveting reading, but it does say in part that the service is not free from interruptions and is subject to our mobile coverage areas. So they don't actually claim that it's perfect. Of course, one of the customers, Adam Brimo, has started a website called VodaFail.com to voice his concerns. It seems he's somewhat frustrated about the network. He's a newcomer to the network.
Yep.
He seems partially frustrated by the fact that he can't just ring them up and get an answer from them.
Well, that's understandable as well. I mean, when you can't get through to a human being, it's very easy to vent. And I suppose the internet's well-suited to a bit of a customer rant.
Exactly. And he's gathered a lot of support. A lot of other customers are on the side, of course, complaining. Look, my advice with any carrier, and bear in mind, we don't have too many options. Although we have lots of phone brands in Australia, network brands, in fact, we only have three voice networks, Telstra, Optus and Vodafone, which now includes three. When you're choosing a carrier, each of the carrier, the actual mobile sites, has a coverage map. And what you should do is, before you switch to that carrier, check the map to make sure your home, your work and your travel route is covered by that. If you are going to change because you're tired of the carrier you're on, I'd suggest perhaps getting a prepaid SIM and just trying
it out for a month
just to see, because I've had this happen to me. I switched to a carrier and found that my home was in a black spot. There's nothing worse than having to walk around the backyard.
Yeah. And I suppose with the number portability, that's nice and easy as well.
It is. All right.
Well, it's the end of 2010. I know I've been stocking up in gadgets all year. What have been the big new consumer technology standouts of 2010, Peter?
Look, for me, I think it's been a champagne year for Apple, and they've just hit a series of home runs. The Apple iPad, which only came out this year, it's hard to believe, for something that you see everywhere. They sold 7.5 million of them. It's the first successful tablets. Now, tablets have been around as an idea for a long time. I can remember in 1992, Bill Gates saying that they're the future of computing and so on. But Apple really hit a home run. It's really starting to revolutionize the book and publishing industries.
I must say, I've been a huge fan of my iPad until last night when it stopped working comprehensively.
I'll see if we can fix that up after the show.
It's basically one big help desk here on Radio National Summer Breakfast. All right, so the iPad, what else has been out in 2010?
Well, I mean, just continuing on Apple, the iPhone 4, of course, has remained the most desirable smartphone. Microsoft have re-entered the market with Windows Phone 7, but based on internet usage stats, they really haven't caught any traction yet, but they'll be upgrading that next year. Apple expects to sell 21 million iPhone 4s in the first quarter 2011, right. So that's just going from strength to strength.
And is there any sign of a new iPhone? Because I know there were problems with the iPhone 4 and some reception issues, which couldn't be blamed on Vodafone.
The grip of death.
That's right.
That problem seems to have gone away. So yeah. I think maybe it was in marginal areas. The final thing from Apple, though, and I hate to keep banging on about them, the new MacBook Air, particularly the 11-inch, has really taken what netbooks should have been into just a piece of art. Also, they've had the Apple TV relaunched, and that's sold 1 million units so far and has eclipsed even Google's entry into the market. So it's been a great year for Apple.
And it's amazing how sleek those machines get. I must say, I now have laptop body dysmorphia issues looking at those thin laptops and thinking that mine is impossibly large these days.
That's right. Look, the other technologies I think this year are book readers, just talking about publishing changing, they've really continued to take off. Amazon Kindle is now their best-selling product of all time.
So Kindle's are still selling.
Oh, yeah. In fact, they announced that it's their best-selling line. It's now beat Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows as a product on their catalogue. So it's a huge selling item. And I think, really we're seeing this switchover point. Americans this year, for the first time, spent more time on the internet than they spent looking at television. So there is a change.
Wow.
And of course, the dark horse in all of this is tablets and, of course, mobile devices, which is where future generations will be getting their media.
Okay, all right. And just a couple of quick possible trends for 2011, Peter?
Okay, very exciting time coming up. We've got CES, Consumer Electronics Show, opening on January 6th. There'll be tons of products there. There's rumours of a Microsoft Windows tablet coming up with a new processor, the ARM processor. Intel said there'll be 35 Atom-based tablets coming out. Look, there's going to be tons and tons of new products.
Lots of new gadgets for the new year. It's good to hear. Peter Marks, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Julian.
And on Radio National Summer Breakfast, it is 22 minutes past 8.